So, autism and a late diagnosis. This is everything you need to know and 5 essential tips to help you once you have a diagnosis later on in life. Hey guys, welcome back to the Aspie World. My name is Dan. I have autism, ADHD, OCD and dyslexia, and I make weekly videos all about this stuff. So if you're new around here and you'd like to learn more and see more videos, remember to hit the subscribe button by clicking that notification bell down below. If you're watching over on Facebook, be sure to follow this page. And if you're watching on Instagram, make sure to give this account a follow for some more autism content. Okay guys, welcome back. What is up, different thinker fam? The place where we think differently daily. Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's December for me. I don't know when you're watching this video, but it's December right now. It's cold and it's like minus whatever outside, but it still doesn't stop me saying to you guys that I have a free Autism Life Hacks PDF book that you can download right now for free at autismhacks.net. Do that now. Guys, what's going on? Late autism diagnosis. Oh gosh, this is a good one because I was diagnosed at 26 years old with Asperger's syndrome. This is a really late diagnosis of autism. But I do know of people who were diagnosed in their 70s. I did an interview on my podcast with a woman who released a book because about her mother, who her mother was in her 70s and diagnosed with autism. Absolutely fantastic. Really interesting, insightful book. And if you want to check out my podcast, it's linked down below in the description of this video. But definitely check out my podcast to do weekly podcast episodes, and it's super awesome. Anyway, so late diagnosis ain't no mystery or new thing or new concept, but typically people are diagnosed between the age of 3 and 5 years old with an autism spectrum disorder. But if you're unlucky enough for them to notice it when you're younger, probably in your 20s to 30s is typically when they'll diagnose it later on in life. And this can kind of leave you very lost. And I didn't know anything. When I was diagnosed with autism, they basically said, okay, you've got Asperger's syndrome and ADHD and OCD and all this stuff. And then they said, okay, here's I think it was a leaflet and a DVD to watch. It was terrible. And then they said, see you later. And they pushed you out the door. I was like, okay. But then they assigned me an autism development worker, and he was great. And he actually invited me to all these groups and all everything. And then he kind of taught me how to access support and help and all these things. And it was just absolutely fantastic. So I do salute that guy amazingly well, because he was just so awesome. It was just amazing. So that brings me to thinking, well, maybe I could jot down 5 of the most interesting and essential kind of tips and strategies that I had after I was diagnosed that I could hand on to you guys, because after all, I'm just trying to help you, and that would be a beautiful thing. So let's get stuck into these 5 essentials for you guys. Okay, so number 1 is search for local authority. So doing research for your local kind of authority to support and help for autism is your first point of call. Now they will be able to direct you to all support assets and avenues that they have available. Now, depending where you are in the world, your government or local authorities may have autism programs themselves, but if they don't, they'll be able to say, oh, look, we don't offer any support, but we do know this charity or this one that we do work with. Because at the end of the day, there is a duty of care around autism, and local authorities need to be on it. You know, I've done loads of meetings with councils and local authorities and governments about the fact that, you know, they have autism provisions in place to help people and access support and help, and, you know, all those things are in place. So definitely do this first of all. Contact your local authorities and see what help and support that they offer for people on the autism spectrum. And a bonus tip here is speak to your utility energy providers and ask them if there is any additional support for people who are disabled, because if you have an autism spectrum diagnosis, then that is registered as disabled and classed as disabled. Now, all energy providers do have additional services that they bolt on for free because you're disabled or a vulnerable person in their eyes, which is a great thing to know that you are eligible for that. And why not? You know, it's there to support you and help you, so definitely check that out. Okay, so number 2 is look for local autism charities. Now, locating your or autism charity is a must, your local one at least, because, you know, they have access points to help you in certain situations. Now, there are a bunch of different autism charities all over the world, and in every town, every city, in every state, everywhere in the world. So I would say the first thing you do is just go onto Google, you know, key in autism support, your local area, and see what comes up. And actually, a better tip than this is to go on Facebook and just type in, autism charities, my area, and see what comes up, because that is going going to be your kind of initial introduction to support from a charitable side of things. Okay, so number three I found super important was autism support groups. So when I was diagnosed, I had so much help from actually visiting autism support groups and just going there and listening to their talks and conversing with other people in there. So what I would do is I just go on Facebook and type in autism support groups, and you may find a Facebook group that's doing it, like a digital one. But usually, because your location is set on Facebook, because Facebook knows where you are in the world, when you go and type into Facebook, like autism support groups my area, they'll find you a support group in your area that will have actually physical kind of meetups or whatever, or support kind of chats and stuff like that. Absolutely amazing. I found this so helpful, and I really loved it. Yeah, I really did love it. Okay, so number four is tell your work or school. So one of the things that I did as soon as I was diagnosed was tell my friends, family, and place of work that I was on the spectrum, because, you know, all these people will have a duty of care, regardless of their family, friends, or even just a coworker. They'll have a duty of care for you. You as a person, you still matter. You still have feelings, and, you know, and they still care about you. So I would say that tell them straight away, because then they'll, you know, you start off on the right foot. You don't want to spring it on them about 5 years after and be like, oh yeah, by the way, dudes, I'm on the autism spectrum, so I'm not going to come to that company retreat. They're going to be like, well, you never told us this. Like, you know, imagine all those years of help and support that they could have given you, because there are reasonable adjustments that people can, you know, put in place at work and schools and colleges and universities. So definitely tell those people that you're spending most of your time with, because it's important that they know. Okay, so number five is carrying on from number four, which is tell your friends and family. The first thing I did was tell my friends and family, because, you know, they're the people who are around you most of the time, and they're going to be the ones who would want to know, and those are the people who will support you through pretty much everything, and they're going to be there for you. So if they can understand you better, then tell them straight away. This is the first thing I did. I just literally went to my family straight away. I was like, hey, I'm on the autism spectrum, and they were like, okay, cool, what's this? We'll have to check it out. We don't understand what it is, blah, blah, blah. But then also they were like, oh yeah, this makes sense, because I've seen somebody who's on the autism spectrum and you very much resemble that person, yada, yada, everything's great. It was cool. So telling friends and family is a must, and I highly recommend just doing that. If you guys have anything to add to these tips, then pop it in a comment down below. I'd love to have that discussion with you. And also, if you want to share this, because it might be of value, share it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and give this video a thumbs up. I'll see you next time, guys.